Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs left and right? Like, just when you think you've got things figured out, bam, another challenge pops up. Well, let me tell you, that's totally normal. But the good news is, we don't have to crumble under pressure. We can actually build resilience, that mental toughness that helps us bounce back stronger from anything life throws our way. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. How to become a champion of overcoming adversity. Now, before you think this is some super serious self-help cure thing, let me assure you it's not. We're gonna keep it real, practical, and honestly, kind of fun. Think of this as your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a sprinkle of humor and a whole lot of real talk. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that mental fortitude. First up, embrace the suck. Yep, you heard me right. Sometimes life is just plain tough, and trying to ignore or sugarcoat it only makes things worse. The Stoics believed in acknowledging the reality of difficult situations, those moments when you're feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, or downright defeated. It's like that saying, accept what you can't control. When we resist reality, we just create more inner turmoil. Instead, try to view challenges as opportunities for growth. Like that time you bombed a presentation? You learned from it, right? Now you're prepared for next time. Second, remember your control is within. You can't control everything that happens to you, traffic jams, unexpected deadlines, the weather, okay, sometimes we wish we could. But what you can control is your reaction to those things. Think of it like this. Life is a giant buffet and everyone gets their own plate. You get to choose what goes on yours. Focus on your attitude, your mindset, your actions, that's where the power lies. Third, cultivate gratitude. This one might sound cheesy, but seriously, it works. When you focus on what you're grateful for, big and small, it shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the good things in life, even during tough times. Think about those little wins. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning walk, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. These moments add up, folks. Fourth, practice self-compassion. We all mess up sometimes, it's part of being human. Don't beat yourself up over mistakes or setbacks. Instead, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. You deserve it. Remember that learning and growth come from making mistakes. They are not failures, they are stepping stones. And lastly, find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who support, encourage, and inspire you. We all need a community of like-minded individuals to help us through the ups and downs. Connect with friends, family, or join groups that share your interests. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young entrepreneur who launched her own business just last year. Things were going great, then bam, a global pandemic hits, throwing everything into chaos. Her sales plummet, she has to lay off staff, and she feels completely overwhelmed. Sound familiar? This could be any of us. Now, Sarah could have let this crush her, spiraled into negativity and despair. But instead, she remembered our key takeaways. She acknowledged the challenges head-on, focused on what she could control, like adapting our business model, practiced gratitude for the loyal customers who remained, showed herself compassion when things got tough, and leaned on her supportive network of friends and mentors. Guess what? Sarah not only survived, she thrived. She pivoted her business, learned valuable lessons, and emerged stronger than ever. Her story is a powerful reminder that even in the face of adversity, resilience can lead to incredible growth and success. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you build mental fortitude and overcome life's challenges. Remember, embrace the suck, focus on your control, cultivate gratitude, practice self-compassion, and find your tribe. These are the tools you need to become a champion of resilience. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one takeaway that really resonated with you? Have you experienced a time when adversity led to growth? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, tune in tomorrow for another dose of Mental Fortitude Daily. Until then, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.